CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. As the president marks 100 days in office, his administration is highlighting its efforts at curbing illegal immigration. Nancy Cortez at the White House.
The administration is going to be touting their first 100 days accomplishments all week long, but it is no accident that they are starting out today with this big push on immigration. We had a briefing with the president's so-called border czar, Tom Homan, where he made the case that the administration has effectively sealed off the border, and that's something you're going to hear echoed by the president himself this afternoon in the Oval Office.
There are a number of cases that continue to draw scrutiny, including that of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt this morning continued to insist it's in the hands of El Salvador's president.
El Salvador does not intend to smuggle a designated foreign terrorist back into the United States. He is an El Salvadorian national. That is his home country. That is where he belongs. And the administration intends to comply with what President Bukele said of El Salvador. He does not intend to send that individual back.
CBS's Scott McFarlane is following this case.
The federal judge who ordered Abrego Garcia be returned from El Salvador has a deadline of Wednesday at her court in Greenbelt, Maryland, for answers from the administration about what's being done to get Abrego Garcia back, why he's there at that jail in the first place, and some of the other questions she has submitted. She is not going to accept as an answer what the press secretary said today.
A massive blackout in Spain and Portugal has hundreds of people trapped in elevators at airports and on stopped metro trains. CBS's Holly Williams is following that.
Play was also suspended at the Madrid Open tennis tournament, and there are reports from both countries that traffic lights stopped functioning, resulting in traffic jams. The mayor of Madrid is asking residents to keep their movements to a minimum to keep the roads clear.
Parts of the upper Midwest are bracing for severe weather today. There is a potential for strong tornadoes in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, and western Wisconsin. Meteorologist Art Jarrett in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
We could see these winds up to 45 to near 55 miles per hour with damaging winds. Large hail of an inch size possible. We'll also see the potential for tornadic activity.
Two rounds are expected in the afternoon and evening. The Kremlin has declared it will observe a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine starting May 8th to mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. The White House said today President Trump would prefer a permanent ceasefire. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 65. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the Cop House program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. Racine's Pearl Street yard waste facility is temporarily shifting its entrance. It'll move to Racine Street starting this week. It's due to construction that'll last through early June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Damian Lillard lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard had an MRI. It confirmed he suffered a torn Achilles tendon last night. In the Bucks' loss to the Pacers 129-103, after missing 14 games due to a blood clot in his right calf muscle, it could take him a year to recover from the torn Achilles tendon in his left leg suffered in the first quarter last night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is a tough one, honestly. Blood clot followed by this. and it was just tough.
The Bucks now down 3-1 in the best of 7 series. They play the Pacers at 5:00 tomorrow night in Indianapolis. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think everybody in the locker room know what the deal is. Got to go in Indiana, play some good basketball. Obviously, we don't have Dame, but the next guy got to step up. We got to do what we got to do. Move the ball, play together, try to win the game and come back.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. Should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise, today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Beatles and rock and roll music on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Monday. If you like the Beatles, you may just want to stick around and listen to the 5:00 class reunion. Today we'll feature the class of 1964. And you know, 1964 was a pretty big year for the Beatles. That's all coming up today on WRJN.
I need you. I need you so.
Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
nature, friend of man.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, we are right in the middle of the Milwaukee Film Festival. It premiered last week, runs through May 8th. WRJN is a proud co-sponsor, and every kind of film from hard-hitting documentaries to lighthearted comedies are being shown. It's the Milwaukee Film Festival. You can learn more about it online at WRJN.com. Sick of Wisconsin's unpredictable weather ruining your golf plans? X-Golf Kenosha has you covered with new seasonal memberships. Enjoy indoor golf that's always on par no matter what's happening outside. Tee off on 50 world-class courses using their cutting-edge simulators, whether you're flying solo, bringing the crew, or sharpening your skills with the PGA Pro Ray. Don't let another season slip away. Explore the seasonal memberships at xgolfkenosha.com or swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. If the sky
Local news and timeless hits. There's Ben E. King and Stand By Me on WRJN. Well, in a poll on manners, nearly 70% of the people questioned said Americans are ruder than they were 20 or 30 years ago. You know, I just refuse to answer that idiotic poll. I told the pollsters to go take a flying leap. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You are going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to have with him Jeff Schick of the Racine Raiders. They're going to talk about the Raiders' return to WRJN and their season opener, which is coming up this Saturday, May 3rd. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. There's more unionized Racine County workers. 77 drivers for United Natural Foods and Sturtevant, a Whole Foods distributor, have voted to join Teamsters Local 200. A statement says the workers are aiming to secure better wages and working conditions. The drink slinger down at the tavern might not have to get a traditional bartender's license anymore. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin. The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operator's licenses, often referred to as bartender's licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. It provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. Should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise, today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, right now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I need you, I want you, got to have your child.
God in heaven, you know I love you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here, and happy Monday.
Oh, and back to
you. You ever have one of those Mondays where you're just so glad to go to work because you need to recover from the weekend?
You know, I'm one of those people that likes to go to work every day.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do get it. And weekend was busy. And yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to getting over there.
We had a busy weekend because my younger one got married this weekend.
That's right. Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. It was kind of a whirlwind, you know, between the rehearsal dinner the night before and then, you know, obviously the wedding day is a big day and you're out late. You know, I don't stay out late too much anymore. I'm an old man now.
We be old. We don't stay out
late
either. Yeah.
And then I had family in town. So the next day it's up for breakfast with the family and stuff. And I'm just, I'm ready. Uh-huh. I'm ready to get work in here.
There you go. Well, you can check that off your list as something that, you know, had to be done. And well, not had to be done, but you wanted to have done.
Oh,
so,
my
you
gosh.
Know.
It was just terrific. It was, I mean,
oh, yeah.
It came together. You know, they were so worried about how things would come together and it came together so beautifully. And everyone, you know, we all cleaned up pretty nicely.
Ah, good. So. I want to see pics.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you some pics. Yeah. I'm going to, by the way, I'm going to send you a picture of my wife. She was so gorgeous that day.
Aww,
I mean, she's gorgeous every day, but I'm guarantee you when I send you this picture of her, she would have, if you were there, she would have turned your head.
Ooh.
That's how good she looks.
I'm excited to see these pictures.
But I want to say congratulations to Zach and Sarah. They've been together really since the first grade.
Oh, how sweet.
And now it's official. So.
I love that.
And I have a daughter now.
You finally have a daughter.
How about that?
Good for you.
I'm so excited.
Yo.
So excited. It was such a terrific weekend.
Yeah, that is cool.
Well, happy Monday.
Back at you, like I said.
There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
There ain't no good.
Hang on, hang on, hang on to what we got. Do, 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 do. You say you're gonna go and call a
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Don Rosen Morning Show is where you can find tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form, too. On demand by going to WRJN.com. Just click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Oh,
Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart on WRJN. Well, you've been waiting for it, and it all kicks off this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The Racine Raiders are back on WRJN for the 2025 season, and this Saturday night at Horlick Field, they'll be taking on the Tennessee Hornets at 7 p.m. Don Wadowitz will be on the call. You can hear the games all season long on WRJN. And by the way, all season long, you'll have your chance to win four packs of tickets to all home games. Racine Raiders football brought to you by Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, and by Kelly Freeman of EXP Realty. You can hear the Raiders all season long on WRJN.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
78 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. It's time to play Can You Guess? 14% of men don't use this. They don't use what? Deodorant. Ugh.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow, and his administration is focusing today on immigration. CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House.
The White House's border czar says there's been around 139,000 deportations since President Trump took office. The administration has put posters on the White House North Lawn of people it's identified as unauthorized immigrants convicted of crimes.
The president will sign two executive orders today, one on strengthening immigration enforcement and the other on sanctuary cities. Congress is back from recess and the budget is on the agenda after the Republicans' framework was agreed to earlier. Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
Now comes the hard part. This is actually writing legislation, writing actual policy on the president's tax cuts, on the president's tax proposals, on a variety of different things. And the crux of the Democratic opposition to this is potential cuts to programs like Medicare, Medicaid specifically.
Russian President Putin has said his country